You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I am very glad to have former U.S. Senator Jim Talent joining us right now, because I have a lot of questions about what's going on right now on the House floor, Jim, and that is that Hakeem Jeffries has been going on and on and on for about 3 hours trying to delay a final vote on the big, beautiful bill. Can that happen? I mean, is there any opportunity basically just to tell him, hey, be quiet and sit down, we need to vote on this?
They could do it. But there's a strong tradition that the party leaders get to speak at the end of a debate and without a limit. Now, this is the first time, and Kim, I have to say, I went to bed last night, got up this morning, have been trying to figure out what's going on. So you're a little bit ahead of me in terms of actual events. But that's probably it. In other words, at the end of a debate on a big bill, the party leaders will often come down and sort of give a summation. And generally, there's not a time limit on that. It's generally not provided in the rule on the bill. It's just something we permit. So he's shuffling papers and going on and on. And frankly, he's performing for his own people. I mean, their base is very upset that they have not been able to stop President Trump's agenda. And so they're all trying to show they're doing everything possible. And, you know, to be fair, that's a basic political instinct. It's not peculiar to either party.
So this could just go on and on. And I know you were on the Senate side of things, but as it relates to the House, I mean, for example, let's say Jeffries goes on for another 2 hours. Could AOC get up there and go for 3 hours and this thing
no,
gets...
No,
no. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's only the party leader
Got
who
it.
Can do
they,
it. There's
okay.
no filibusters allowed in okay. the House. And these are in the Senate. This is under... it's a separate procedure. That's the reason why they're putting this on the bill called reconciliation, which is, you know, a word we all now know, unfortunately. It's an arcane process, but the whole point of it is to avoid a filibuster in the Senate. So eventually they'll shut it out. I can imagine that Jeffries is not earning the goodwill of most of his colleagues on either side of the aisle, because they're having to wait. And they want to vote and go home.
Right. Yeah. Ahead of the holiday. What's your reaction to what happened on the Senate side of things with this Votorama and all these amendments that were made?
That's, again, dictated by the reconciliation process. In other words, you can offer these amendments, but you can't debate them endlessly. So you get the Votorama and you're just running down, you know, every half an hour or so and voting on something. You know, I feel a little sheepish about it, because I basically enjoyed my time in the Congress and I like the institution. That's a terrible admission to make, which I wouldn't make if I was running for office, because it would cost me votes. And I think the institution needs to be made stronger. But, you know, the old phrase about laws and sausages, if you like either, don't look too closely in how they're being made.
Right.
So
you don't want to know.
No, I expect the bill to pass. I mean, I have a rule to follow, which, like all rules, has some exceptions, but it's generally true. If you don't, if you're carrying something on a party line vote and people have not declared beforehand that they're voting against it, the people of the majority party, they're probably voting for it. So if you don't have a number declaring beforehand they're voting no, the thing that that would defeat it, it's probably going to pass. So I've been predicting for several days that this is going to pass.
And I know the test vote that they did around 2:30 this morning, our time, that vote was 219 to 213. So like you said, it sounds like they do have the votes. Although I did hear that Trump was talking to some of the conservatives around 1 o'clock Eastern time, trying to basically guarantee, you know, like, hey, I'll issue this executive order if you vote in favor of this bill. I would assume that happens quite often.
Well, it depends on the president, actually. Some of them really don't like dealing with the Congress. Obama didn't. Bush could do it. I don't think he was all that great at it. My guess is Trump is enjoying every moment of this because this is kind of deal-making he really likes, you know. And his energy seems to be endless.
I know.
I have to tell you, I'm 10 years younger than he is, and I'd have gone to bed.
Guy's up at like all hours of the night, wheeling and dealing. Like you said, when does he sleep?
Yeah, exactly right. But I think they're going to get it. I think it's a good bill. I would vote for it in a heartbeat. I think it has a lot of good provisions, a lot of which people don't really know about. And I'll tell you one, for example, they're rebuilding the Coast Guard, which is definitely needed. I think the bill, now it's early, I believe it's 24. Icebreakers that they want to build with this. Of course, we have to have the industrial base to do it. A bunch of helicopters, cutters for the Coast Guard, and we need this for border control and for border security. I mean, we just saw what the Ukrainians and the Israelis did with drones, right? So you know, you're remote controlled from a long distance. So there's a whole lot of really good things in the bill. And I do expect it to pass.
So we only have about a minute or so left, just a little bit over that. But I wanted to get your take on what the Pentagon came out and said yesterday, was that they were withholding, at least temporarily, some weapons, not all, but some weapons shipments over to Ukraine because they were saying our stockpile was low. And I've heard some people, of course, saying, well, this is America first. We got to protect ourselves. And then, of course, other people are saying, how dare you do that? What's your take on that?
Well, there's something to be said on both sides of this. I mean, there is a problem with the stockpile, but it's really not Ukraine. We should be able, look, we're the greatest economy in the world, the most productive people in the world. We should be able to supply the Ukrainians without affecting the stockpile. The problem is that our munitions production industrial base has declined. Now, the plus side of supporting the Ukrainians is that it's created a consistent demand for these products, which is expanding the industrial base. So the short term, yeah, you get reductions in the stockpile. Longer term, we have much greater surge capability than we would before. So, you know, like, I'm giving Trump a lot of running room on this and the Pentagon a lot of running room. If they think we need to slow down in the short term, then, you know, I'm going to go with their judgment. But longer term, this is a good thing for the defense industrial base.
I would agree. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent, thanks as always for your time, your insight, and I hope you have a very happy 4th of July.
And the same to you.
Thanks so much. I agree with him. I think we have to ultimately trust Trump. I think he knows what he's doing. After the break, Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor, what does she think about this big, beautiful bill?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.